Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What do you think about me accepting Jeremy Lin's ring for him?
I mean, one of us has got to do it. I want to see Pascal here for a long, long time.
Masai and Nick have not shied away.
If he adds that to his game, then we're talking like all-star for sure.
Kawhi watch is over. A new watch has begun.
Yes.
Is that our slogan?
That's not good. We can workshop that.
Yeah.
That's...
So we're running it back.
We're running it back.
Welcome to Run It Back Episode 1. We got you covered for all Raptor stuff. How was your championship summer? I know you got Jeremy Lin to sign a Jeremy Lin jersey for you at the parade, which was the unofficial start to your championship summer.
Yes. Yes. It was great, man. I mean, the parade was amazing. Let's just forget about free agency. I went to the Pacific Northwest. Highly, highly recommend.
Okay, we don't need your Yelp reviews of places.
I was going to say, where'd you go, man? You were like in Copenhagen and stuff? Like, what's
parts
going on?
Unknown. Yeah, I traveled the world.
This is Asian parts unknown.
Once Kawhi left, I needed some time to kind of get over that. Mm-hmm. You know, it took me 6 months to get over my divorce. With Kawhi, it took about 3 weeks. Boy. So we are ready to run it back. We are at training camp.
Took here. 1 week. It took 1 week for you to make the divorce joke. Keep going.
We are in training camp at Quebec City. And, you know, lots of topics already.
Kyle has an incredible legacy here that I think we all have underrated.
What did you think about Masai's comments?
You know, obviously you don't want to overpay a guy, especially considering the fact that you can see the downside in the deal, right? The full history of 34-year-old point guard, 6'1", or shorter, even averaging 12 points per game and making 65 appearances is two players ever in NBA history. So when you think about
John Stockton twice?
John Stockton and Tim Hardaway.
Yeah. This is why Chris Paul's in OKC.
Chris Paul's going to have, he's going to be on that 12-point category very soon. But at the same time, you got to think about the other way. It's not necessarily just about numbers at some point, right? It's about what identity are the Raptors, right? You can't go from losing DeMar DeRozan and firing Dwayne Casey to losing Kawhi Leonard to then losing Kyle Lowry. What are the Raptors at that point? If Kyle Lowry's not on the team, would you enjoy the championship as much? No. So I think the Raptors need to be very careful and sort of just, you know, again, you're not overpaying Kyle Lowry. And I think Kyle Lowry understands that. But at the same time, you want to make sure you keep him. I think a two-year deal makes the most sense.
Yeah, you know, I think from a sentimental standpoint, I really do want Kyle to finish his career as a Toronto Raptor. I think I'm with you in that it means something. Mm-hmm. You know, I do think that, you know, Masai and Kyle are saying the right things right now. Obviously, coming off a championship, things are great. Yep. Things haven't always been great, as we all know, between the two. And, you know, Kyle's moods are known to change and things like that. I do think there's a point where, you know, Kyle still wants to contend. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And he wants to get another championship. And it does seem like, you know, Masai's been very open about the fact that he's not here for a long rebuild.
Yep.
So they have to figure it out, you know, in terms of years and terms. But also, I think Kyle needs to believe that Masai is going to retool this team. And that if he does stay for the last leg of his career, there's a chance for him to get another Larry O'B.
Right. And I think the most realistic path to contention, again, is the Raptors probably have to make sure in that summer of 2021 that they have Pascal, they have maybe Fred, they have maybe Kyle, maybe even Mark, but Norm, OG, they have this core in place, but they still have one max contract slot left to add one more guy, sort of complete the puzzle and be the next Kawhi, basically. And I think, honestly, there's enough wiggle room where you can sort of accommodate Kyle at something appropriate to what value he brings. Because last year, people don't realize this, he was second in the NBA in assists. Like, that's pretty damn good, right? So I think there's a good dollar amount and a reasonable dollar amount to reach.
What do you think that amount is for you?
For me, I wouldn't go any higher than 2 years, $40 million. That's already pretty high. I think probably even realistically, you can get to $235.
What if he asked for $360?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle, I'm sorry.
3 years, $60 million.
That third year is unguaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be one of those.
I do think it's going to reach a point where it might be some kind of impasse. okay. based on the term.
It's who I am, you know, like I've always been a guy that's ready to work hard and take advantage of all the opportunities that's given. And there's an opportunity in front of me, and you know, I'm just ready for the challenge.
You know, Pascal Siakam obviously going to be in the spotlight.
Yes.
This season. Last year, he averaged 17-7, shot 55% from the field, mm-hmm. super efficient player,
yep.
and showed that, you know, obviously won the most improved player award,
yep.
but also showed that he can be an elite two-way player.
Yes.
What have you seen from training camp from him, and do you expect there to be an adjustment period now that he is the number one guy and defenses are going to be focused towards him?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be an adjustment period. He's got to learn how to make reads. He's got to learn how to handle double teams, the spot on the floor. I mean, there's a couple of things, really. Well, first off, one, he's got to really maintain his endurance. And I know this is not as big of a concern with Pascal because he seems to have supernatural endurance, the way he runs and everything. But it's a lot of energy to create a shot every single time down the floor. And, you know, I think he needs to sort of pace himself over the course of the regular season with that much responsibility. And I think the other thing is, I think he's got to understand that defense is going to lay off him, dare him to shoot. And these sort of already happened. But, you know, I think to that end, I think he's very smart about it. He knows exactly how the defense is going to adjust and approach him. And every time we go into the gym here at training camp, doors open. Pascal is working on Kawhi-like drills with Kawhi's old trainer. And, you know, it's the same stuff you saw Kawhi doing. Mid-range pull-ups, contested jumpers, turnaround jumpers, pull-up threes. You know, like, is he going to hit them at the same rate as Kawhi? No, that's unrealistic. But at the same time, Pascal knows exactly what he needs to do to counter the defense. He's staying two moves ahead of the defense. And I like that about him, because if he can actually hit those over the course of the season, I mean, man, Pascal is pretty, pretty damn good already. If he adds that to his game, then we're talking like all-star for sure, and maybe even all-NBA.
Man, do you think we're going to reference Kawhi in every episode this season?
I mean,
we should make that like a goal.
Yeah.
Do you think him and Alex McKechnie still text?
No, I hope not, man.
You know, like you said, you know, with Kyle and the track record of point guards as they age,
yeah.
you've seen similar track records of guys who've been thrown into these big moments of championship runs.
Yeah.
And they come back a different player.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Permanently.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And, you know, I think there was no better experience for him to do that alongside Kawhi last season.
Yep.
Not to say, you know, I'm with you. I think there will be an adjustment period.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Masai and Nick have not shied away from saying that Pascal is going to be the guy, he's going to get every chance to be, and they seem confident in that. And, you know, I'm drawing something from that confidence.
Right, right.
I am Mr. 99.8, though.
Okay,
so,
wow.
Like, so, I don't know, take that with a grain of salt. But, you know, Masai said he was confident last season, and so was I. Anyways.
You're the Matt Thomas
yeah,
of
we
Raptors
gotta move
Media?
On. No. Yo, we got to move on. You know, we got to let that stuff go.
Are we hold on, before we move on, though, are you extending Pascal right now, and it's probably going to cost you the max. Are you cool
oh,
with
yeah,
that?
Without a doubt. I will do it yeah? in a second. Because you're talking about wanting to get winning players,
yeah.
locking players down yeah. to like retool, and the Raptors have such a clean cap sheet.
Sure.
Where it's not like they're going to tie in Pascal, and if he mm-hmm. doesn't become the number one guy, even if he's the number two guy
yeah.
on a max deal, even if he just does what he's done so yeah. far, I feel like he's worth it. What do you think?
I think they could wait. If they yeah. can get him at a lower number right now, definitely do it. But I would just wait just a little bit, because I do want to see a full season of
sure.
Pascal being the number one guy first before I do anything like that.
No,
but I want to see Pascal here for a long, long time. Unless I was said as much.
Yeah, so. And I think either way, whether it's before the start of the season with an extension or next summer, like, he'll be here.
We know we've accomplished, and who cares what other people think, but we know we've accomplished, and our peers, you know, understand, you know, the work that has went into it.
So the Toronto Raptors really might be the first champions in NBA history to rally around the fact that analysts are not picking them to make the playoffs at all. This is a thing that actually happened this week on NBA TV. Dennis Scott didn't have them in the top eight, right? And
yes.
Sam Mitchell picked them to finish eighth
yeah.
in the East.
Yeah.
Do you remember what teams he had above the Raptors?
I mean, we're talking like Bulls.
I feel like the Bulls were there.
The Bulls were there? I mean, like, first off, I think Sam Mitchell picked him eighth because I think he thinks he's still coaching the team. Sam Mitchell will coach this team to an eighth seed, definitely.
Yo, shout out Kevin O'Neal.
No shout out to Kevin O'Neal. Like, unwatchable basketball. But
you know how much unwatchable Raptors ball all of you have watched?
Yeah, no, seriously. I've watched you know,
I skipped the
Sonny
J.
Weems'
entire
career.
If we're being
career.
Honest, I skipped the J. Triano years.
Yeah. You missed a lot of good Sonny yeah. Weems then.
I had to
right?
get a life for a little bit.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I think it boils down to this. People didn't pay a lot of attention to the Raptors before.
Yeah.
in the regular season, I don't think people were watching the Raptors, and they didn't know that the Raptors went 17-5 when Kawhi Leonard was a load manager.
But
now, granted, they play a lot of under 500 teams, but at the same time, we're talking about a team in the Eastern Conference. They're going to be playing a lot of under 500 teams. Just look at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. So the Raptors, you know, they probably only watched the playoffs. And in the playoffs, like, yeah, sure, Kawhi was instrumental. If they didn't have Kawhi, they'd probably be a team that doesn't make the playoffs, at least in that playoff setting. But at the same time, man, like...
It was a team effort in the finals, though.
It was definitely a team effort in the finals. So game six, Andre Iguodala scores more points than Kawhi Leonard. How did they win that game? How?
All the players that make this team, at some point in their careers, they've been overlooked. So for us, it's nothing new.
We can run it back, and we're going to go with that, despite what's being written or talked about.
I am so close to picking the Raptors to finish with the number one seed in the East. Just out of spite.
Yeah.
And just because I'm Mr. 99.8.
I was going to say, are you 99.8% sure the Raptors going to be number one
seed?
Would
you be shocked if they finish? Like, how shocked would you be if they finish with the one seed?
I would be very shocked if the Raptors finish with the number one seed. Not like... Whoa, I didn't see this as possible, but I just think that there are
other teams. What if everything breaks right?
For the Raptors?
What if OG makes a leap?
That's what happened in the finals, right? So, you know, we're going to...
Matt Thomas becomes Kyle Korver.
What do you mean becomes? What do you mean becomes?
Thank you for watching. That's it for us this week. We will be back in 2 weeks to get you teed up for opening night, where they're going to be getting their championship rings.
Yes.
I will be there after Kyle to pick up Jeremy's ring.
Okay, all right.
And you'll snap a photo of me.
I'm going to send it on DHL Express?
Yeah.
That's a free DHL Express promo.
Yeah, chit-chat too.
Oh, yeah.
If you know chit-chat, you know chit-chat, right? So let us know what you think. If you have any topics you want us to discuss, let us know in the comments. Do you want people to stop making fun of your big head?
No.
Are you okay with it?
No, keep making big head jokes. Yeah. The more creative, the better, actually.
Okay, so we will be back. Merci beaucoup from Quebec City. That's all the French I know. Do you have anything to add?
Did you mean to say goodbye?
How do you say bye?
Au revoir, baby.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.